Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm really pleased that on the line I have Nkuli Bokgopa, the Executive Director at Brawl Property Group and past President of the South African Institute of Black Property Practitioners. Nkuli, thank you so much for talking to us today on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you very much for having me and good afternoon to your listeners.
Wow, what a couple of days you must have been having, what with commercial property and the disruption in the country. How concerned are you is probably the great question.
Concerned. I was on TV for an interview around real estate and retail sector, specifically in response to COVID and lockdown and how we are performing. And literally everything changed overnight. The interview was on Sunday night after the president's speech. And by Monday morning, everything had changed. So many dreams had been shattered. So I am deeply concerned.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. But let's rewind just a little bit, because even in South Africa during the COVID crisis, it wasn't as if commercial property was having a particularly good run. We were struggling before all this, were we not?
Exactly. And more so, the lockdown obviously affected, the office segment had always been battling. It had been ailing even before COVID pandemic. When the pandemic came and the lockdown and the shutdown, total shutdown came, a lot of our retailers were struggling and we were starting to just pick up. And the funny thing is that the very same township and rural retail properties were the better performing, or rather the more resilient, looking at the whole COVID lockdown picture. And now those are the hardest hit.
Yeah, I must say, I was kind of shocked to see these sorts of stalls being burnt down. I didn't expect Maponya Mall, for example, to have been affected. You know, if it had been one big publicly listed entity and there was some sort of a political grievance, maybe, just maybe, I could understand the semblance of action in that regard. But Maponya Mall just made no sense to me. Does it make any sense to you?
None of it makes sense. And I don't want to single out one specific mall, but rather all the malls that are close to our communities in the rural areas, in the townships, because these are the same facilities where our communities get services brought closer to them. We talk about the SASSA grants, that's where they come from. And many a times when the infrastructure is developed for the shopping center, it also helps bring infrastructure development into the community by making sure that you have Wi-Fi infrastructure, street lights and roads, et cetera, et cetera. So, and this is something that we call for in the property sector codes, to make sure that property developers don't just look internally at their own developments, but broader, empowerment into the various communities within which they exist or should be coexisting, as it were.
I hear what you're saying, and that's powerful stuff. And it's probably evidenced by some of the visuals one is seeing on television, where you see members of communities actually coming out to protect these centers themselves, saying to the looters, yes, what are you doing? Where are we going to get food next week? I mean, clearly, yeah, your approach seems to be appropriate for the South African circumstance.
And it's not even a matter of where we're going to get food next week. Where are we getting food right this moment, today? Where are we getting food between today and Friday? You know, so those are the realities and the harsh realities that are going to plague the very same communities, if not immediately already. And we are already getting word from the ground that food security is already starting to become a serious issue. Obviously, we've seen with now the petrochemical stations also being attacked, which means fuel will become a scarcity as well, and so forth and so forth.
Possibly an unfair question, Nkuli, but to what extent do you think this has anything to do with the incarceration of Jacob Zuma, and to what extent has it just become, I was going to say criminal, but I think it's not just criminal, that there is another agenda at play.
I think we were at a point in time. I think in every conference you were attending over the past 5 years, if you were not hearing about 4IR, you were hearing about a youth bulge, that is going to explode if we don't make sure we look into youth unemployment and issues of inequality and poverty in our country. And I think that we just needed something. I think our people just needed something to go out of control, and then the whole system just collapsed. And I don't believe that there's a South African who sits wherever they are sitting, in whichever part of our you know, social partners, whether you're in government or private sector, that can say we didn't see this coming to some great degree. When you are sitting with youth unemployment of over 20.6 million youth, and we're talking amongst them quite a number of graduates as well. So it was always an unsustainable system that was definitely a matter of time before something triggered it. And that's why the incarceration may have started it, but when you see the extent and the number of people who are getting involved with it, then you can't just limit it to that. Because if we do, then we fail to recognize where we can learn from this and how we can correct moving forward.
Sobering stuff, but probably very realistic what you are saying. I want to talk to you about your own company, Brawl, massive property group in South Africa. Will your tenants, all of them, to what extent do you expect them to rebuild and restart businesses? To what extent are you expecting some to just pack it in and say it's just too difficult?
Sure. It's very difficult to have to admit that there will be some who are not going to survive this. I think, like I mentioned, the COVID lockdowns, as it were, had already disrupted a number of our tenants, sure, the smaller ones. And we've seen larger groups as well shutting down over the past year. So we are deeply concerned, but we hope that if all stakeholders come to and the insurance companies.
Thank you for your input this afternoon up until that point. I found it fascinating. I found it a different angle on certain things that we might have just thought of in one particular way. So thank you very much, Nkuli Bohopa, the Executive Director at Brawl Property Group and past President of the South African Institute of Black Property Practitioners.